I mean, the dog is the goddamn size of a fucking 40 bottle. How the fuck does something that small create such a fucking sound? That shit is barking from its fucking belly. Yo, it's fucking crazy. It's just wow. I don't understand it. Maybe I need to bring the dog on the fucking podcast. Give the fucking dog a microphone and a fucking beat machine and give it something productive to do because it's just barking reckless. It's barking unabashed. Yo, what's up, yo? Yeah, I'm back after last night's faux pas. Yeah, I'm back again. You know, you fall, you pick your ass up, you get back up, and you do the shit again. Know what I mean? And you keep doing it till you get it right. Right. So what I'm gonna do to get it right is I made sure batteries or my mouse from last night. Fresh battery, and I went to the bathroom already. Know what I mean? I took a leak, and I'm ready to fucking rock. How about you guys? I mean, like, yeah. How was your day? Not that you give a fuck, but mine was okay. I got a few stories. Some shit that just stood out to me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah, man. Evidence of nuclear fission detected at Chernobyl. So, yeah, more than 3 decades after the worst nuclear disaster in history, which I don't know. It's been a lot now. You got Fukushima. You had one over here on somewhere in the past, and scientists say reactions are occurring at the shutter plant. I thought they shut that shit down. You gotta fucking put all the fucking waste and whatever you could scrape, whatever you could clean up, you gotta put it in like concrete. And they dump it in the ocean, which is a silly fucking way to fucking get rid of this fucking waste, man. Like, yo, like, it's hard to get rid of the waste. It's so hard to clean up. And nuclear power is, in my opinion, we're just not ready for it. We're not ready because we're not ready for the byproducts. Like, the energy would be cool if it wasn't just so fucking dangerous. You could run a nuclear reactor for 20 years, 30 years, and one slip and that whole patch of land is inhabitable for thousands of years. It's just the fucking the threat. The threat is just too, like, it's too much. It's too much. Like, we gotta find a better way. And Chernobyl, because Russians are fucking hard-headed. Yo, I don't have this on the show, but yeah, the defense minister is talking about closing. Oh, what the fuck is this? My bad. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was, but the defense minister of Russia is they're looking into cloning warriors from 3,000 years ago. What the fuck, man? I have nothing against Russian people. Like, I do not. Like, yeah, I do not. But that is fucking insane. Chernobyl. Now, you're resurrecting 3,000-year-old Russian warriors. They must have been badass. Yeah, man. Like, yo, like that nuclear shit, though, that shit is not the way. And I'm saying this shit straight up. Like, yo, I'm not, if there was ever a vote for anything, like to ban it until we could get a lid on how we manage byproducts and how we manage the cleanup of the shit, then I would consider it. Like, I wouldn't vote for it until we had a proven method of how to clean the shit up when things go wrong. It's like fucking oil spills and shit like that. Like, it's worse than fucking oil spills. Like, it's causing mutations, genetic mutations. It's fucking with people's fucking DNA and shit. Like, yo, like, why? We can put it on the shelf. We have enough time to put it on the shelf, and we have enough brilliant minds that we don't need to use it until we figure out how to get rid of the fucking, what the fuck? I told you I was watching the show called Chernobyl. It's on Hulu, I believe. And the shit had happened, and people are so unaware of the fucking effects of it that when the ashes were falling, they said it looked like snow. They were in it like they were just watching. Like, they were amazed by it. It's not funny, but fuck, man. Delete that. Because that shit is fucking scary. Like, and, be it that, like, we're on a friendly, not so friendly, like, a nice, nasty type of relationship with Russia, like, I don't think they're trying to develop nuclear weapons. Like, I don't think so. I think they're just looking at alternate forms of energy. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they feel like after Trump, after what happened the last time, maybe they've learned enough that they could, like, do it and get it right. But fucking, like, yo, like, one reactor went down and the shit, like, yo, the whole fucking area was un is It's humanly uninhabitable, but I think wildlife is back. You know what I mean? But if there's anything worth hunting, like, whatever they're eating, it's like the wildlife is, like, contaminated just like the food that it eats in the area. So it's like it's contained. It's fucking contained. That's what I would suppose anyway. Then again, what the fuck do I know? Shit. Next story. Oh, yeah, this fucking guy here. Yeah. Florida teacher who secretly recorded more than 100 naked girls in his classroom sentenced to 15 years. How do you get away with that shit? First off, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know what I mean? Like, your fucking students, your fucking recording students. Yo, Pornhub is free for people that don't know. Yo, Pornhub is free for the people who don't know. And there's other sites, but I don't know. But I know through I have a friend. Pornhub is free. Like, yeah, you don't have to record people. This shit is highly illegal. This shit should be fucking like, it should be more than fucking 15 years. Like, he should be getting, like, I don't know. Federal time is too lenient. Yeah, federal time is a little bit lenient because mostly the people that's in federal are like frauds and like people who like do bank shit. Like, you know what I mean? They're like white collar criminals that just did shit that goes against federal statutes. You know what I mean? Like, yo, these type of people need to be locked up with motherfuckers who will never see their family again and got daughters and shit so they can, like, really, really, really feel what jail time is. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up for the girls who just go they go to learn. You know what I mean? I go there to learn. I don't go to get I don't know what the fuck to call that shit. I don't go to get fucking like have some fucking perv recording me and Spanking off, ill. Peeping tutor. Who wrote this shit? Mary, I can't pronounce that shit. A Florida teenager who secretly filmed dozens of students changing clothes in his fashion design classroom was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. Why? 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 Mark William Ackett, who will also remain a registered sex offender for the rest of his life, good, was sentenced on Monday in a Tampa court. Yeah, anything where you're dealing with, where you're around fucking students, and you have to, like, yeah, you should, that should be an automatic, it would be an automatic anyway, but yeah, for the rest of your life, you can't work around no fucking children. Yeah, you can't work around no kids. You're tripping, homeboy. You're tripping, homeboy. I mean, and, there's so much suffering in this case by so many different people due to the actions of the defendant. There's very little I can say today to make any of that better, Judge Laura Ward said, according to the Tampa Bay Times. God damn, last month, the 52-year-old former teacher pleaded guilty to 324 counts of video voyeurism. What the fuck? Yo! 324 counts of video voyeurism means you're looking at motherfuckers when, oh. Yo, Pornhub is free, fam. Pornhub is free. Where you at? Where you're going? You might just be the star. You might just be one of the stars of the fucking show. Where you're going? For 15 years. Damn. This photo made available. Yeah, he looks like somebody that likes to look. That you're a hot young chick. You're a hot chick. And you're in your bathroom stall. And you just see one eye peeking through that fucking crack. Yeah, he looks like one of them type of guys. It's not funny. Yo, I try to make light of this shit because it's so fucked up that there's people out there that will actually do that. And yo, like, what they always say, it's plenty of fish in the sea, man. Like, yo, you could always find yourself, like, a woman that's willing to, you just gotta look. September 12th. And so, yeah, he's under arrest Wednesday, September. That's the picture. They talking about the picture. His defense lawyers asked for a maximum sentence of 3 years plus probation. Yo, what? That shit only, the maximum sentence was only supposed to be 3 years plus probation, saying that their client would continue seeking treatment for diagnosed voyeuristic disorder. Oh, that's how they going to try to spin it? No, man. No, bro. This man was fucking systematically. He was like, he was systematic with that shit. This ain't no disorder. I mean, I would suppose that a disorder is something where you get the urge. You get a random urge. This wasn't random. This was fucking like done like systematically. Like scheduled shit that was thought out. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Somebody with a disorder just understands the urge and they don't know why. I mean, during the 2-hour sentencing hearing, Ackett stayed composed while some of his friends, fellow church members, as well as his wife, a wife of 30 years, begged for leniency. 30 years, you knew he had this type of fucking problem. You walked in and this dick was in the peanut butter. You knew what you were in for 25 years ago. His dick was in the peanut butter. You do. Yo. Damn. His wife for 30 years. You knew he had a problem. You, oh man. When you love someone. Nah, seriously though. But when you love someone and you find out that they have like a flaw like that, like you think you can fix them. Nah, man, but no, like in a lot of cases, most cases, and I would dare to say almost all cases, no, you can't, because it's primal. It's like it's primal. It's geared, like it's set, like it was there before you came. It was there before you came, and if you leave, it'll be there after you leave. They're not gonna get help unless they get caught, or unless they're absolutely forced to get fucking help. Like I say this every time. According to the paper, the disgraced teacher, he wasn't disgraced. I'm mad I got caught. I'm not mad that I did it. One of them type of motherfuckers couldn't bring himself to look at the dozens of former students and colleagues who attended the hearing. And you think about the people that you go out to have a fucking beer with after work. I mean, happy hour. And you'd be like, yo, I was hanging out with this motherfucker, man. I thought he was a cool guy. You know what I mean? And you find out that he's doing this shit. Now you gotta worry about if motherfuckers is looking at me, if people are looking at me, let's cut down on the motherfuckers, okay? This isn't a yeah. Let's cut down on the motherfuckers, okay? I'll try. I'll try. I'm not making any promises. But yeah, like yo, I was working with this dude. You know what I mean? Like, yo, maybe they looking at me like I was in on it too. Now they wanna look at my computer and go through my records. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, it's wild. The first victim to speak, I'm not gonna say her name, worked alongside Ackett for 12 years when he was an assistant principal at Bloomingdale High School. Oh, this high school, I thought it was college. These are fucking minors, bro. What the fuck is up with this dude, man? And then again, when he returned to the school in 2017 after a stint working in the district offices. Yeah, what Mark did was not an isolated lapse of judgment, but calculated and deliberate. Yeah, see, I just said, yo, exactly. You know what I mean? Yo, bring me on the squad, man. Put me on Criminal Minds. Yeah. Mark groomed and chose his victims, gaining their trust and then taking advantage of them. She also, and it's no coincidence that he chose to teach fashion design, which is mostly a subject or a path that's taken by girls. It's no coincidence that he took that fucking yeah, that he took that career path. This has probably been in his yeah, this has probably been ingrained in him for a long ass time. Like, I can't wait till I graduate and get a teaching job. Jesus. She also spoke of the shock she felt after learning she was the only adult. Damn, she was the only adult in the videos. According to the prosecutors, after Ackett returned to the school as the girls' track coach, oh, he's just taking all positions. Okay, I'm gonna take, you know, I usually save the shot for fucking like after the fucking article. But yo, I'm gonna take a pause and say, God damn. Fashion design, track coach. How did nobody know that he had a niche, a so-called niche for teaching female-oriented subjects? He and fashion designer teacher. In 2017, he collected, cropped, and edited hundreds of nude and partially nude videos and photos of 125 victims changing in fashion design class dressing room. 124 of them were students. Okay, I'm done. I'm fucking done. I don't think 15 years was enough. I don't know. I'm not a judge. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how they do this type of shit. But yo, just the fact that yo, let's fellow church members, as well as his wife of 30 years, beg for leniency, which means that, like, you really had people that thought you were a good person, man. Like, that's fucked up, man. And you was doing this shit the whole fucking time. No, I honestly think that the wife knew. 30 years, you know shit. You pick up on shit. Even if you don't come out and flat out tell you fucking know. Jesus, next story. Oh yeah. Son tased his mom on Mother's Day because he couldn't find his phone. There you have it, folks. The problem with moving into a more and more modern age. First off, let's say this, is that you can't come back home. If you feel like that's a girl, if you feel like it's okay to just fucking tase your own mother, then you're grown. Yeah, you get the fuck out. Gone. Gone. I'm different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you don't talk to me anymore. Now, I mean, you had it in your heart to do that shit to me over a fucking cell phone. I mean, yeah, because he couldn't find his phone. Like, and you're gonna tase your own mother? You're living up under a roof. You're not paying any goddamn thing. You're not contributing to anything. And yeah. You gotta go. You figure that shit out. You know enough to do that. You figure that shit out. Oh. Instead of presenting his mother with a bouquet of blossoms or a greeting card for Mother's Day, police in Wisconsin say a man hit the woman who gave him life with a taser after getting into a tizzy over his missing phone. Andrew Peterson, 22. Oh yeah, you grown. I don't think I was out of I wasn't out of my mother's house at 22, but I knew that it was coming. And to fucking tread fucking lightly. I think I was still like having girls. Like, I could have a girl as long as I don't get too crazy. You know what I mean? Couldn't smoke in the house. Nah, I think at 22 I had quit smoking. I had just quit smoking bud. But yeah, and I'll put a couple bucks in their pocket. God damn. I mean, like, he in here bitching over, yeah, I got it too good, was arrested on Saturday on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, bail jumping, and possession of an electronic weapon stemming from the attack on his parent. God. You crazy, bro. Like, yo, I don't even think I had a fucking house key. I was sneaking girls in through the fucking window. I was just happy to have a fucking roof over my head until I put a couple bucks together to fucking get the hell out of there. Bail jumping. Yeah. According to a press release from the Richland County's office, who bailed him? I want to know who bailed him. Because if his mother bailed him and they used a bail bondsman and put up like some shit for collateral. Now his mom, the same person that was fucking assaulted, is on the hook for that. Like, yo, you can't, you gotta be, damn, yo. I'm hoping that she wasn't the one that bailed him out. According to a press release from Richland County Sheriff's Office, a 43-year-old woman called 911 shortly after 2:45 p.m. on Sunday to report that her son had just tasered her in the neck. Come on, man. During a domestic dispute at our home in Lone Rock, which sounds fucking country, which is about 45 miles west of Madison, said that her son, later identified as Peterson, became upset because he couldn't find his phone. What the fuck is up with that, man? Yo, call my phone for me. I can't find it. Do, okay, yeah, here I go. Yeah, I'll be good. Damn. Like, yo, after the taser attack, Peterson, his girlfriend, and their young child, who had all been living with his mother, you're under his roof. You're under this lady's roof, making babies and bringing chicks in with babies. You know what I mean? Like, then you're going to taser her. And their young child, who had been living with his mother for the past several months, left their home in a 1,000 block of Sunflower Street. So not only did you make a baby and you ain't had no place for it, now I mean she took you in. She took you in. And the chick, now I mean, so now you got a whole nother family living in this motherfucker. Sorry. Now you got a whole nother family living in under this roof. Like, even though you're her son, she didn't have to take you in. Like, she really didn't at 22 years old. If you're old enough to make a baby, you should be old enough to take care of it. She could have gave you that tough love. Yeah. She could have gave you that real tough love. Like, yo, you figure it out. You out here making babies, you ain't got no place, you ain't got no, probably ain't got no job. Like, yeah. Ooh, God, she is atrocious. I hope the baby looks better than the because this is a mugshot I do not care for, respectfully. I do not care for this mugshot. Jesus. That's probably why the mom was partially mad too. You brought this fucking Oompa Loompa through my door and put a baby in her? Are you crazy? Deputies who responded to the domestic disturbance, let's be adults. Deputies who responded to the domestic disturbance call arrested Peterson and Parker a short time later in Richland Center. Under questioning, Peterson allegedly admitted to deploying the stun gun against his parent on Mother's Day. How do you do that? Like, and his girlfriend allegedly confessed to punching the woman in the face during an earlier confrontation on Thursday. What the fuck? You under this lady's fucking roof, man? She probably like, oh, you gonna take the garbage out? Like, oh, you gonna do something? Like, oh, you gonna kick in some type of way? 22 years old. She's still trying to raise you, even though you have a fucking, like, that gotta be frustrating for a mother. Right? Like, yo, she's still fucking trying to raise you. After you already had, you done had a child. And you're bringing another woman under her fucking roof, which, oh, God. Two women under the same roof. More than anything, more than one woman under a fucking roof. Somebody has to be the fucking queen. There's gonna be clashes. Always, always. I don't care. Always. And you Girl Scout there can't tell me that it's not fucking true. More than one woman under the motherfucking roof is gonna be some fucking friction. I don't know. Parker was charged with battery and disorderly conduct. Court records indicate that Peterson has a prior criminal history, which includes convictions for DUI, damn, possession of drug paraphernalia, and trespassing. Yeah, he's on an episode of Cops, probably. Yeah. You're fucking high. High, can't find his phone, wanna call up the plug. You know what I mean? Can't get right. Got the monkey on his back, whatever the fuck it is. And then he wanna yeah, get mad at his mom. Where's my phone? Because he's looking for his mother to be the savior in all situations. And since he can't find his phone, where does he go? To his mother. He doesn't have a place to stay. He has a child and a woman. Where does he go? To his mother. So ultimately, when his mother doesn't provide, whatever fuck he's looking for, whose fault is it? His mother. See? Can't be raising these bitch ass boys out here, man. Can't be raising these bitch ass boys out here. And me and my mom didn't always see eye to eye, but god damn it. Like, you gotta do something. Like, yeah, like, yo, be productive. As a man, you gotta be productive. She put that shit into me. Definitely not. I probably didn't like the way that she did it, but she did it. She found a way to fucking do it. As a man, be productive. Super facts. Next up. What the fuck is that out there? Coyotes, hyenas, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. Yo, utterly shameful. Andrew Yang, ripped by AOC. New York Muslims over support for Israeli airstrikes. And I don't know anything about politics, but I think this shit is fucking funny because, or religion, nah, man. And yeah. Because it's going down over there in Israel and Palestine. If you've seen those fucking, like, those missiles, and, like, oh my God, yo, like, yo. And I guess America and Israel share interests. So they're like, I don't know. I really don't know anything about politics. But I thought it was funny that, okay, a Muslim community group in Queens disinvited Andrew Yang from a Ramadan event on Tuesday, and Rep, not Republican, Rep, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that third name, man, harangued them over social media amid mounting outrage over the mayoral hopeful's public support for Israel's deadly airstrikes on Palestinians this week. Well, he has a he okay, we can weigh both sides here. He has a right to his own opinion. Know what I mean? And as a mayor, I guess you're supposed to align yourself with fucking with America's interests. I don't know. Like, yeah. But, because you know they, it's been some type of weird shit where, people been going against Asians. And, the joke was, the joke was, what if Andrew Yang typed back to AOC, like, yo, why you coming at me like that? Is it because I'm Asian? Not me, and she would have had the back off and just flipped that shit, played the big joker right on her. Now, I mean, that would have been fucking hilarious. That's why I picked this story up, is because what if Andrew Yang was like, yo, why are you coming at me? Why? It's because I'm Asian? Not me. AOC just would have been like, yo, well, what do you? There's no comeback from that right now in this day and time. Yo, honestly. Other than the Chinese food store that sold me that food that put me in a fucking hospital, I have no problem with fucking Asians. Never had. Never had. I don't know where it's all coming from. I honestly, sincerely don't know where it's all coming from. I really don't. I mostly see Asians. The guy that works at the deli where I get my food from around the corner, he's cool. He's fucking cool as hell. He's good. That's it, Chinese food. And you see like random Rutgers students, like they yo, Asians, especially like Chinese people, they like the they stay with their own. Know what I mean? Like, that's for the most part, that's what I see. Know what I mean? Like, And the ones that like do fuck with people outside their race, outside their culture, that they just learn how they just grew up and they just cool. I mean, like there's no, you see the Rutgers students, you see Asian Rutgers students, they're always together. Like, yeah, they're together. Like it's just them two. And maybe they might have friends outside their race, but they're together. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, because they're like, yo, like, I don't know. Like, it's just weird. Yang, the front runner in the crowded race to replace Mayor de Blasio, was supposed to help distribute groceries to Muslim families in need at the Astoria Welfare Society on Tuesday afternoon. But he told reporters that event organizers informed him last minute that it would be better if he did not attend. Now, see, this was a guy that was supposed to be off of running for president not too long ago. Peep game. I'm gonna run this past you again. See if you catch what caught me. Yang, the front runner in the crowded race to replace Mayor de Blasio, was supposed to help distribute groceries to Muslim families in need at the Astoria Welfare Society on Tuesday afternoon, but he told reporters that event organizers informed them last minute, informed them that it would be better that if he did not attend. Does that sound like a leader? Does that sound like a leader? That sounds like somebody that would be in president, having everybody tell him what he should do and not what he think is right that should be done. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, and we're happy to abide by their wishes, whatever. You flaked. You should have been like, yo, listen, man, like, yo, I'm gonna be mayor, then I need to reach out to everybody in the city, not just a certain part. No. So, AOC, yo, and I like AOC. Like, I mean, I like her because she's young and she's fiery. Know what I mean? And she has, like, yeah, it's not the politics from like 30, 40 years ago. Know what I mean? From these politicians that's been like the same old guys from back, like they're putting in policies that they're gonna be long gone where they won't have to see the fucking effects. Our children, we're gonna see the beginning and our children are gonna have to live through the whole shit. Know what I mean? No. Whatever she's voting for, she's gonna have to live through to see it because, like, yeah, we need younger politicians. Like, yeah, and I'm a firm believer in that. So yeah, I like AOC. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah, man. Like, yeah. Who has yet to offer? And hey, Ocasio-Cortez, thank you for making it just two names and not three. Please, please. Who has yet to offer an endorsement in the mayoral race was flabbergasted that Yang thought he'd be welcome at the Astoria Welfare Society event, which came ahead of Wednesday's Eid, the conclusion of the Ramadan Fest. Okay. Yeah. Damn. That gets kind of nasty. Hey, man. Sometimes you gotta say what you gotta say. Yo, I like the picture. Yo, she always got a picture of her looking like she ready to spit on somebody. She always make a face like she just like so charged up that she just wanna backhand somebody just off the strip. I like it. Damn, we need more people like her. And not like an Andrew Yang. Where and I don't know about, I remember he was when he was trying to run for president, He was talking about he was going to give everybody $1,000 like a month or some shit. $1,000 a month. He was going to try to prove something. That was a fucking bait and switch. Nobody would sign off on that. Once he got into office, nobody would sign off on that shit. $1,000 a month. The fuck out of here. I mean, we had to fight for the fucking stimulus. We had to fight for a stimulus. So, like, yeah. So, shout out to AOC for that. I'll take a shot. Fucking arguing over fucking these people have been fighting with each other for hundreds of years. Maybe not hundreds, but for like decades. Decades. They've been fighting with each other for a very long fucking time. Afghanistan shit, them motherfuckers been fighting amongst each other for a very long motherfucking time. Sorry. You're dealing with a part of the world that has changed geographies. Like, that has changed geographies. Like, they're always changing geographies. They're always looking to change fucking, like, leaderships. And, like, you're putting new leaders in and you're getting people fucking executed and you're doing everything. You could never have total control. Why? Like, I'm not saying just let them wipe each other off the map. That would be fucked up. But you see the way they're fighting over there? They're going at it. Whatever they're going, yo, whatever they're fighting over, whatever they believe, there has to be a winner. You can't keep like ceasefire and like you ever been in the hood, and you know two people that like they just don't like each other. Or you've been in any setting where you get two people where you just know they just don't like each other. And if you keep breaking that shit the fuck up, stop breaking it up. Stop breaking it up. Let them get it all off their fucking chest. And when it's over, declare a winner. And then it'll be over, but it's not gonna be over as long as like you gotta let them fight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. People might not agree with that shit, but yo, it's been going on for so long that and it's not gonna stop until there's a clear and concise fucking winner. It's just not. Like, it's not. And winners aren't always like you can win. Yo, I always say this because I think crazy. I think really crazy that some wars are won behind doors. They're not always won on the battlefield. Like, yeah, some wars are just won behind closed doors. It gets to a point where you'd be like, yo, let's call a conference, let's call a meeting. Between about a few generals and the king or the president or whatever it is, and we just read off terms, and yeah, I'll agree to this. No, but I won't give you this. I'll agree to this, but I won't give you this. And y'all sit for hours, maybe, might do it over the weekend, might do it over a whole week. And when y'all both come out, then yeah, it's done. You probably won't know what they agreed to or disagreed to, but whatever they agreed to or whatever it is, they came to terms. Now, I mean, and I do believe those type of things happen. Like, but then again, what do I know? Moving along. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is kind of fucked up. I mean, punch over racial slur kills elderly man at Tampa Dunkin', police say. Dunkin'. Because I think Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts changed their name. It's not Dunkin' Donuts anymore. It's just Dunkin'. Yeah, how do I know these things? I don't know. Tampa, a 27-year-old Tampa employee of Dunkin' has been accused of punching and killing an elderly man who called him a racial slur. Jesus. Yo, retail and service industry jobs are the fucking worst because people really think that they could talk to you any type of fucking way. No, it's not like that. Nah, it's not like that. I mean, I work here. I work here. This is not who I am. I mean, like, yeah, I work here. This is not who I am. And like, yeah, you're not gonna talk to me no type of way. I'll refuse you service, or we could just go around the side of the store and I'll take a lunch break and we'll go around and I'll take a cigarette break. I don't even smoke. Shit, 15 minutes, that's three rounds, right? Well, one round in boxing, I don't know which one it is. But like, yeah, hey, we get it in. Like, you think it's that easy? Like, and then I always say this, like, yo, like, then on top of that, I don't even want to fucking do this shit, man. I just need to pay my bills, yo. You try and make it hard for me? Like, that's already frustrating. According to Tampa police, at 1:29 p.m. on May 5th, a 77-year-old man went through the drive-thru at the Dunkin' and became upset about the service he received, arguing with employees at the drive-up window. Yo, you holding a fucking line up, fam. The employees refused to serve him, as they should. If you're being nasty to me, no. Get out the line. And asked them to leave. Instead, the 77-year-old man parked his vehicle and entered the Dunkin'. He became combative with employee Corey Ellis Pujols, referring to him using a racial slur. Pujols challenged him to repeat the slur. When the elderly man complied, police said Pujols punched him in the jaw, knocking the man down and causing him to strike his head on the floor. Damn. I guess he didn't know. He didn't know. Mind your fucking manners when you're talking to, like, when you're talking to people. I mean, I don't work for you. I work here. I don't work for you. And yeah. He wasn't supposed to kill him. I can't say he wasn't supposed to punch him. He just wasn't supposed to die. Damn, yo, that's a fucked up situation. Paramedics were called and took the man to the hospital where he died on May 7th. Pujols, who lives in the 3300, well, I'm not gonna say where he lives, I don't care. He was arrested on charges of aggravated battery and released May 5th. He was arrested again Tuesday and charged with aggravated manslaughter. God damn, bro. Of an elderly adult. Pujols is currently being held without bail. Oh man, like, yo, they're gonna fucking oh, they're gonna try to smoke him. I know they're gonna try to smoke him. I hope they don't. But man, he gonna do some time though. He definitely gonna do some time. I mean, I'll take a shot for you, man. Take a shot for you, bro. That's a fucked up spot. Put up in a to be put a foot in a fucked up spot like that, yo. Like, I've been in them spots a couple times. And what you think you're gonna do and what you actually do at times is just like, you don't know, man. Maybe it's just that day you've been dealing with people. And then this guy's the last straw. And it just turns out like, fucking one hitter quitter. Hit him with a one hitter quitter. How the fuck do you? Oh man, yo. Like, yeah, man. Like, are you not just gonna come up to me and I don't want to be here anyway? And you gonna come up here? You making shit, piling shit on top of shit? No, fuck that. What they tell you to do is, if a customer got you, if you get too flustered, I mean, what they tell you to do is just like, yo, just like, yo, like, yo, I gotta get from behind this. Like, yo, just tell your supervisor, like, yo, I got, yeah, this guy is like, tell him, like, yeah, you tell him, like, yo, this guy is fucking pissing me off, man. Like, yo, I don't want to get in trouble. You be honest, like, yo, I don't want to get in trouble. Like, yo, so I'm just going to walk off and, like, yo, I'm going to take, like, 5 minutes. I'm going to take, like, 10 minutes. I'm coming back. I mean, like, yeah, that's what they tell you to do. But when a guy is doing it like that, and it's, oh, God. Oh, man. Shoe store employee, accused of performing lewd acts on customers' and co-workers' footwear. Yeah. Yeah. Goodness gracious. When, yo, first off, I don't know what the fuck that means. Performing lewd. I know lewd means it's something like oddly sexual. On customers and co-workers' footwear. So, like, very oddly and frowned upon sexually. So that's what lewd means. One former shoe store, former, they made sure they put former. One former shoe store employee is facing legal consequences for his actions on the job that were arguably worse than stealing or mismanaging the merchandise. Oh, God, they got a pair of fucking blue Chuck Taylors. Yo, in the way they say that shit, I would never slide my feet into nothing that came out of that fucking store, bro. New Zealand, one shoes police officer, Malachi Wiley, stands accused of exploiting his professional position to take covert photos of his customers and co-workers before committing sexual acts with their footwear, according to News Hub. Yo, what the fuck? People got weird fetishes. And that is one of the weirdest. What are you doing to their fucking footwear? Wiley allegedly also photographed or filmed the acts for the purposes of sharing them on what the outlet describes as a network of porn, fetish, and Facebook pages. Oh my God. What are you spanking off on the fucking, like, what are you like, wrapping the shoes around your, like, your junk and, like, in. And then coming back out when you come from the back room and selling them to them. So they're like wearing your shit after you just like left the load in their shoes. What the fuck? Yo, it's not funny. But yes, it is. Because it's fucking weird. The 23-year-old man was arrested on April 23rd, and has since been charged with one count of theft and two counts of offensive behavior. That's putting it mildly, for surreptitiously sniffing, spitting, and ejaculating into shoes at his workplace. God damn. He was just leaving his fucking, he was ejaculating into the shoes. Yo. Okay. The smell of new sneakers smell good. The smell of new shoes, okay. Especially if you're a sneakerhead, yeah, the smell of brand new shoes. Smell of shoes that people put their feet in already, not so much. Spitting is like you're trying to fucking, like, it's an owning thing. I think it's like a owning, like a dominance. Like, I can't, like, I ejaculated and I spit it on you. Like, ew, it's just fucking disgusting. Shoes included a pair of Converse that belonged to a young coworker and a pair of Nike Air Force Ones that belonged to a blonde customer. Yeah, god damn, man. What the hell? As you may imagine, from time to time, there are some pretty sexy experiences. My favorite is when hot girls leave their shoes lying around as they walk across the store to get other shoes. What the fuck? Wiley's profile wrote on an internet forum frequented by foot fetishists. That's what the fuck it is. I don't want to get too crazy. I don't want to lose my job, but I am open to ideas. You're already you're out there, buddy. There's no buoys or life preservers that's gonna bring you back from that one, buddy. While Wiley allegedly began posting photos taken at number one shoes on the forum in December 2020, News Hub reports that he has been committing similar crimes since his days as a student at St. Patrick's College in the suburb of Silverstream. I have no idea where the hell that is. In 2014, evidence suggests he created a Facebook page dedicated to aggregating pictures of his female acquaintances' shoes. It's a fucking psycho, man. This is the guy that won't go for the tits, he won't go for the ass. He's going for the fucking feet. And that's fucking. He's not going for tits. He's not going for ass. He don't want to know if the sex, if the head, if everything, if anything. Like, yo, he's just going for the. He's the type of motherfucker just like strip you ass naked and not even have sex. Just take your foot and. And just fucking like, it just sniff up and down the fucking, oh God, and just rub his nose up and down the bottom of your fucking foot. This is the type of guy we're dealing with here. Ladies, be careful. God damn, man. Hey, I thought I liked some kinky shit. I thought I liked some kinky shit, but there ain't nothing fucking with that. That is the worst. Oh my God. My Twitter page yesterday, and I think I got it somewhere on there somewhere, is the girl fucking had the gun, and fucking the girl had the gun, and she was shooting, like she had the gun, she was talking shit, and the guy was just sitting there with like his tail between his legs, and I tweeted out, I was like, oh man, I wouldn't have been more aroused, I would have been so aroused by that that I would have fucking just yeah. That's weird. That's fucking weird. Fucking jizzing in somebody's fucking shoes and watching them walk around wearing them. That's beyond weird. I don't have a word for it. God damn, bro. You wildin'. For that, you know what? For that, I gotta, yeah, I'll take a shot. I'll take a shot. Just because it's just so fucked up. This will also be my last for the story. Yeah, this will be my last story for the show. And I'm glad there weren't any hiccups. No fuck ups. 58 minutes, going on 59 minutes. Nice. Salute. Escaped zoo leopard sought by thousands in China could be dead. That's because they ate it. Fucking ate it. Yo, what do you think happened to that leopard in China? God damn it. They fucking caught that shit and cooked it the fuck up. Little bit of garlic sauce. A little bit of garlic sauce and fried rice. That shit ain't escape. They let that shit out. That shit ain't escape. They let that motherfucker out. They put that motherfucker, yeah. They had the wok. They was firing up the wok before they even let it out the cage. They was greasing up the wok before they even let that shit out the motherfucking cage. That chicken, they said it could be dead. Ah, that motherfucker gone. A young leopard, now missing for 3 weeks since his escape from a zoo in eastern China, could be either dead due to lack of survival skills, a government expert has said. Yeah, government expert. Yeah, they fucking ate that shit. Yeah, they fucking killed it. A deputy director with the Institute of Zoology at the Chinese Academy of Sciences painted a pessimistic picture of the feline's chances when speaking to China's state-owned broadcaster. No, they want you to look pessimistic, like, yeah, we're gonna find it, but nah, other words than that, like, yo, they're picking their fucking teeth while they're telling you at the chances of finding this shit. The 2-year-old leopard was one of three big cats to escape Hangzhou. One of three big cats. Oh, they're dwindling down. Why? On April 19th, the privately run zoo kept the blunder a secret for nearly 3 weeks. So I wonder why. Yeah. Even after local residents reported seeing the spotted animals with their own eyes. Yeah, really? I'm personally quite worried about the state of the leopard. All three were juvenile, so it is very young and was bred in full captivity at the zoo. It has no wilderness survival skills. Cats are fucking wild, regardless. Like, I don't care. They say that shit, but yo, cats are fucking wild. It's in their nature. Like, yeah, without food in the wild and given a young leopard's lack of hunting abilities, there is a very big possibility that is in hiding or even dead. Oh, it's not dead, it's digested. Of course, we all hope the third leopard is safe. Me personally, I do hope they're all safe. I'm fucking being a dick. However, it could be stimulated by hunger or stress in a new environment. Being surrounded by a large group of people or hunting dogs could elicit an atypical response. Under these circumstances, it's possible it could attack humans. Yeah, motherfucker, with no hunting experience, a fucking leopard could fuck me up easily. Easily. Even a young leopard. Like, the fucking fuck me up. It's geared. It's been geared to fucking. It's a hunting machine. Even if it has no hunting experience, it's still a hunting machine. Yeah. Wow. I hope they find that leopard. And I hope it's not. Oh. Yeah, it's a beautiful fucking animal. They got the pictures up of the fucking leopard. It's just beautiful, man. Like, yo, I hope they find it safe. And yeah, man. Wow. But with that, I'm going to wrap this up. It's been nice talking to you guys. If you fucks with the show, follow me on Twitter. Find me on Twitter. Reach out. Don't be scared. RYEZSHYNE at Rise and Shine. Yeah, getting better at it. Taco Meat 05 Instagram, TACOMEAT 05, and you can check me on Facebook. Yeah, you can just fucking hit me on Facebook. Fuck, man. Avery Johnson, that's my name. If you have your own podcast, reach out. I mean, like, yo, I listen to podcasts all day. I mean, like, while I'm at work, that shit gets me through the fucking day. Like, yo, if you got some shit, like, let me know. Like, yo, I'll follow, I'll subscribe, and I'll listen. And yeah, I mean, like, yo, for so, I'm out. I'm in, like, yeah, I'm out. A redemption. The show, the fucking redemption. That's what I'm gonna name this shit. Adios.